Roll back that beautiful bean footage and you'll find it.
I can't hear a thing in the game. It's like, hey, there's a friend request!
Alright, this bastard is on my... Okay, GTFO, bitch.
Alright, everybody. Here it comes. Sit back and enjoy the Fraggin' and Laggin' Podcast.
Welcome to the Fraggin' Laggin' Podcast. This is Junkhead. I have no hair, just a beard.
No, I'm joking. Anyways, welcome to the Fraggin' Laggin' Podcast. My man Junkhead is with me. Junkhead, welcome, welcome, welcome with me. I want to thank you, first of all, for everything we've been through already together. It's been... Do you realize it's almost... it's about a year and a month that we, you know, like really connected, me and you.
So. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Here we go, blah, blah, blah. What's up, baby? I don't know. It seems like it's been longer than that, so...
You always sound like Schwarzenegger when you try to talk like me, like a German dude trying to talk English, and I'm not German!
I must break you. So, yes, I mean, I don't know.
Get into the chopper.
Get to the chopper. But, you know, Blaze is already messed up. This is the Fragpisode.
Yeah, but it's welcome to the Fraggin' and Laggin' Podcast.
That's true.
We're having Fragpisode number 3. And for people that don't know, Jean-Claude Van Damme is Belgian like me. So damn, I'm like him.
And also, what was her name? The actress. Oh, God. I watched a special. She's from Belgium. Oh, God. Oh, I can't think of her name now. She was for the famous, like, I have to think. Shana knows. I can't. It's like not Audrey Hepburn, but oh, she was the big famous, like, back in that time frame. Oh, spit off.
What?
Oh, God. Hold on a second.
Go and ask Shana. I'll entertain everybody. That happens when you get older, you know. People start forgetting, you know, their names. I forget names from people, you know. Anyway, I think maybe Audrey Hepburn. She was born as Audrey Kathleen Rustin on May 4th in Brussels.
Yes, Audrey Hepburn. Uh-huh. Thank you. Oh, yeah. I was right. Yeah.
I was just trying for your brain to work.
Sometimes it takes a little bit to get it going. I feel like a jackass.
Did you see in the U.S. the popular TV show Siren, where, you know, those... it was a TV show where sirens came on land and, you know...
No, the regular thing.
And it was really... She had a really special face. I was also a Belgian girl. But there's been a bunch. There's the most popular at the moment from Belgium actor.
Joachim Blaze. I knew it.
It's except from Jean-Claude Van Damme, huh? There's also I forget his name.
This is where, dude. You guys don't get old. Don't get old, please. This is what happens.
Don't get old. I'll get his name in a second.
Yeah, we'll think about it. But
he's playing in some movies right now, actually, in the U.S. He's called Matthias Schoenaerts. Actually, really hard for you guys to pronounce properly.
Words are hard for us.
But he's what's he doing? He's recording Django right now for 2022. He's the Mustang. He's been on a US movie. There's The Loft is a movie that was in the US. He did a bunch of ones with some popular actors, but he's kind of the hot thing right now in my country that is acting in movies in the US. So yeah, but we had a few. But honestly, the most popular one in my eyes is Jean-Claude Van Damme. You know, he actually got big because he was good at martial arts, right? And he wanted to become an actor, so he traveled to Hollywood, and it's the Hollywood dream, you know. He went there and he did some jobs here and there and tried to become famous as an actor, and suddenly it happened to him. But it's a one out of a million chance. It's the American dream happened to Jean-Claude Van Damme, you know?
Yeah, so, yeah. I mean, it's...
But he's a French-speaking dude, so I don't even think he really speaks Dutch like I do.
Do you guys frown upon people from... What? Do you guys frown upon people that speak... Like, you speak Dutch, but you can speak French also, so... Like,
yeah, no, it's more political.
You give each other a hard time. Oh, you're a French Dutch, you know?
No, not really. It's really more political, to be honest. Like you know, there's so many prime ministers for a small country, and for every region with a different language. We actually have three official languages in my country. It's Dutch, it's French, and it's German. Why German? Because
what?
We got invaded by the Germans back in World War One and Two within a day, because we're a small country with a small army. We're a little dot, but that little dot now is the capital of Europe, Brussels.
You're just like, wait, where are we? Oh, we're in Belgium? Let's take it over, you know?
Yeah, kind of like that. You know, you can cross my country from... north to south, you can probably cross it within 2.5 hours, 2 hours.
Are you serious?
If you want to cross it from east to west or west to east, you'll be 3 hours, 3 hours and a half, and you're out of the country again, you know? So it's really,
that is
really small.
If it makes you feel really bad, from where we live at now to Shannon and I's hometown, it takes 5.5 hours.
Yeah, you'll
that's
be
in the state
in
of Florida.
Past yeah. Paris, if you
yeah.
leave from where I live.
You'd be
on your way to the sun in the south of France already.
We'll be like, hey, what's up, Blaise?
When I was young, I was traveling a lot with a car with my friends, and we were like, what are we going to do this weekend? Oh, let's go to a disco, you know, like, let's go out in Paris, you know? We only have to drive 3 hours. Let's go,
oh,
you know?
My God.
Or, what are we doing tomorrow? Let's go to Amsterdam. It's 2.5 hours, 3 hours drive. Let's go. Or let's go a weekend to London, you know? It's only by train 2 hours. Let's go, you know?
That explains why you went to Amsterdam. I know why you went to Amsterdam. We don't talk about that. You're a party boy.
What,
so.
420? Blaze it?
420! So,
but anyways, like I said, we known each other a little bit over a year. I know before you were fanboying over me because I was a popular streamer. Wink,
this
wink.
Guy, he always talks about it.
I'm joking. But like, we've been on a trip, and we are already in our season two, and I think we're what? How many episodes in are we? Like
15, dude. Yeah.
Damn. So,
well,
and
15,
we've had a
that's not
bunch
posted.
Of guests.
That's not posted, but we're on actually 16. Some of the guests that you guys will find out. So, we've recorded 16 episodes.
Damn.
So.
But, like, we've had the most different and amazing guests this season. Like, last year, we had a lot of content creators, we had a few game developers. But in the end, this year, we've had professional NFL players. We had Amon Green, who still has the record for most running yards, right?
Rushing.
I'm
rushing.
Right?
Yeah, rushing yards.
Yeah, rushing yards. Yeah, that's it. We had Adrian Colbert, who's still actually a player. You know, I think he's looking for a team right now, so people reach out to him.
Yeah.
We've had a hip hopper, Mr. Hip Hop Gamer. We've had a professional Warzone player. We've had a big ass TikToker that you brought on.
Big motherfucking Rob.
The guests that we got Justin, we also get our own people in between.
The creator, the originator.
Energy.
Yeah, the creator of the FaZe Clan.
The creator of the FaZe Clan. We got Overflow that's, also pushing boundaries. We've had casters. We've had coaches for the NBA 2K League. That was an episode that you were really
astonished
about, right?
Yeah. I think you guys understand, it's like every time we record an episode, Blaze and I, it's really inspiring for us because we're generally hearing about people for the first time or learning the fine details. Like even if you go back to season one, like when we did American Dad, who we knew, like him telling a story pre-American Dad was like, it's an inspirational thing for us. And I'm just like, wow, you know, so like for us, and when we sit back and usually we'll just do like a 10-15 minute chat about the episode, and because it's inspiring, and I think that's the good thing about our podcast, is that it's not only do we want people to hear someone's story, is that we want people to be like, man, that could be me if I just did certain things, you know. And but yeah, the DJ Layton, I think none of us expected that. Like, this guy is actually paid from the Sacramento Kings. It's a real thing. So we're just like, what the fuck, you know?
Yeah, I totally know, man. Like, we get so many surprises sometimes, but that's the good thing. The only thing I usually do is, like, before, like, people don't know what we do, but the thing, we never write down questions. We got nothing written down, me and Junkat, and we just go to their social media, read a little bit about them so we can introduce themselves, like the main things that they represent or that they are, and that's our intro to the stream, and from there we just go with the flow, you know. We go with the story, and we can tell you all from all the episodes we had till now, only one little part has been cut out, and that was when I said a bad word by accident.
Yeah,
know as a non-English person that word was not okayish.
But yeah,
than that, we've never cut any episode, and if you think about it, that's over 40 episodes, guys, that just came straight off the heart, and we want to bring you authenticity. That's the right word I was looking for. What I like about our podcast is it's authentic. It's not played, it's not prepared. Everything that happens, that comes out, just happens, you know, and that's what I like about it. And when I re-listen to an episode, I'm like, damn, I never would have thought it would have gone that way, now thinking about it, you know?
Yeah, because I think if we were to give...
Go ahead, sorry.
No, it's fine, because, excuse me, if we're just touching base on that, is that if I give you a list of questions, you get to be prepared. And I think the aspect that we provide for our guest hosts is that we don't know what direction this is going to go. But trust me, if it was going in a wrong direction, it would never make it to the air. You know, we would never put that out there, because, yes, it's great having these people on there, but this is our baby, you know? This is our podcast. But I think by us not preparing questions, it gives it more of a genuine feel. So, like, when you guys are actually hearing their story and you hear us, like, we're reacting the same way people would react if they hear something for the first time. And we're just like, man... And then when we sit afterwards, you're like, I never knew that. Did you know that? No, I did not know that, you know? And I mean, I know when we did season one, I asked you, what was your favorite episode? And it's tough to say one's your favorite of all, you know? What's one that you...
It is. Like, yeah. Honestly, the thing that surprised me the most in season one was the story at some point that we had with Cardo. And I think you had the same feeling back then, you know?
Yeah, because...
go ahead.
No, because we always ask every guest when we're done recording, is there something you want us to cut out? And people were like, no. And I think everyone that heard Cardo's episode, I think Cardo and Ark Lakers episode, people loved those two, and because they knew them, they knew about them. But with that moment with Cardo, when he talked about his dad, we were like, did we just lose him? What's going on here, you know? And then it's like an emotional thing, you know? You're just like, you know, he didn't have to tell us that story, because a lot of guests come on, it's like, dude, I've never told anybody that, you know, this is the first time I ever let that out there. But it's like, and I think it makes our podcast so much more unique and more personable to people, is because, you know, I think it's just we naturally are comfortable in a way, if that makes sense. So people, I'm not asking you to tell us your bank account information, you know, we just want to hear your story, you know. And like the Cardo episode in season one probably was one of my favorite ones we recorded, hands down. One of my favorite ones, because I felt that connection, you know, because even though we've known each other for a while, even though we say it's a year and a half, it's been longer than that, but you know, you don't count those special moments we had, you know. But so like each guest we have, it's like that special connection we develop with them, you know. And I think Cardo,
yeah, like honestly, today I got a message from I hear my girlfriend in the back. I got a message from Paul Hype, and he said like, no, it was Christy, and he was like, hey Blaze, once again, thanks for, you know, the talk we had and stuff like that, because I messaged him before like saying like, did you like the promo I did with your song in the back, you know. And like the nice thing is like, even like some guests sometimes just message me or you, and they're like, how are you doing, you know. And even with Amon Green, I had a conversation not so long ago, a short one, but still it's really nice that these people still kind of, you know, just say hi to you or whatever, you know, that in a way it gives me the feeling that they liked what we did with them and then the conversation we had with them, and that they appreciate us, you know.
Yeah, it's definitely a unique thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And to give some people a funny idea, Adrian Colbert's episode, for example, was partly recorded in his car.
Yeah, if you're in the Discord, I mean, if you were in the Discord, he posted a picture of him. He's got his phone Wi-Fi'd to his laptop. He's wearing a set of HyperX headphones, and he's recording it. And the only reason we had to stop is because his laptop battery died. And then we picked it up like 2 hours later, you know, and then I just merged it all together because, you know, I don't know. I mean, let me ask you this, though.
Yeah, tell me.
So far this season, I don't have a favorite episode. Ones that I enjoyed. What's one episode this season, one guest host that we've had that you've really enjoyed hearing their story?
Honestly, it's one that still has to release. It's the one we actually recorded today that we're releasing on the 24th.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the one with Justin, because and I'm telling people it's a pre-promotion kind of thing, but I'm not doing it for that reason. But go and listen to it, people. If you're a content creator, if you wanna learn some things, if you wanna learn from my mistakes or my experience, Junkat's mistakes or experience, and Justin as a lawyer looking at the his point of view and stuff from that, go and listen to that episode. There's so much information in, I think, a 1 hour episode that will fall on you, that you'll have to listen to it again, because he gave advice on you know, what to do or not to do about contracts and stuff like that. But he also gave advice about how to approach your name and your personality as a content creator, and like you and I shared some things that we, you know, experienced, and it's a really, really, in a way, boring episode, I would say, but it's not boring because it's full of information that will help you to progress as a content creator. And honestly, I really, really liked it. And another thing that I liked was to just the diversity we had this season with, like, every episode is a really, really different story, really different person, really different background. You know, Paul Hype's background, you know, hip-hop gamer's background and what he does. You know, the story behind FaZe, the startup with FaZe Clips. I never knew that story, you know. Like, there were so many things this season, but so many different things. But in the end, I really liked the episode with Justin, because if I would have known all the information that is shared in that episode 5 years ago, I would probably be on a better path as a content creator now, and I wouldn't have made the mistakes I made till now, because there's a lot of information in there that is really valuable and that you normally would have to pay people for to, you know, get that information. So be sure, guys, to go and listen to the episode, you know.
It's
yeah, sorry, Junk.
No. It's one of those that, like, That's, I can't say it enough. I mean, that's what I enjoy about this, because it's, you think you know something, and then you're just like, man, I don't know shit, you know?
Yeah.
And yeah. I think for me, I think Amon Greens, I loved Amon Greens and both his episodes, because, you know, I know Amon Green, not know him personally, you know, but, you know, I knew of Amon
Green.
You
idolized him. You were yelling, run Amon, I love you.
No, I mean, it's just because you look at where he started, where he got to, and where he's at right now. And Pauly Hype, you know, when he told the story about his mom, you know, about promising. So, I mean, it's tough to say, like, every episode I don't think we've ever had one episode we recorded season one and season two I haven't enjoyed. You know, and because it's each time it's something new, you're learning something new about somebody. And that was like really our only real big goal, was to introduce people to people that they never knew about or thought they knew about, and learning from them, you know.
And like, look at, we're not even a year from when we started the podcast, and people from season one, so much stuff in their life changed. And I think for season three, we'll probably get some people back on from season one. That's one of the ideas I'm playing with. And I know, Junkie, we still need to talk about it. But like, just the story, for example.
Where are they now, you know?
Yeah, where are they now? And I can tell you a few things, like Ball Valve, his life drastically changed in within a year, you know? He unfortunately had an accident and lost a part of his leg, and his whole life is changing for him. And he is such a positive person. Like, I still follow all his socials and the posts he puts, and I'm really, like, that gives me energy to see how he is handling everything and how he's, you know,
he could have just said, yeah, he could have been like, you know what, I'm done, dude. You know, this it. No.
But Jeff Tro got partnered, right? And we said he was going to be one of the next partners, and he's now big on Pokemon, you know?
Yeah, I mean,
that changed in his life. I don't know if you still follow him, but Anna, he's living in Vegas now, you know? He's working, I think, in a Harley-Davidson shop, and he's hanging with people that are like-minded like him. He's not really into gaming anymore, and he looks so happy on all his Instagram stories and posts, and I'm happy for him. I wrote him a few days ago. I'm like, dude, I just see your posts, and I'm really happy. I see you're happy, and you found your place in life. And he, you know, typically, oh, no, he said, thank you, dude, high five, you know, kind
Thanks,
of stuff.
Thanks, bro.
Know, but like, I mean, American Dad, he had a sex change. He's a woman streamer now, you know? He's doing
a hot tub streamer.
He's a hot tub streamer. I mean, there's so many things that change, and it would really, I would really at some point want to get some of the guests back and see what happened. We're going to try, guys. I'm not promising anything, but we're going to try to get Game Dev Cardo back on together with
Arklager, with Arklager.
I know you would really want to make an episode with them together. We will have a charity stream coming back. Yes, we're going to stream again on the Fragging and Lagging podcast channel, but that will be somewhere around the summer, I think. I'm in contact with Morale, one of our season one guests that's organizing these things, that we do something again for Save the Children. But, you know, so yeah, it's just, if you think about it, what we have learned, what we have done, what has changed within a year, Junkhead. It's crazy if you think about it. It's, you know, I got a new PC. You're getting one really soon. It's almost finished, right?
Yeah, except for the GPU.
It's coming. Like, in season three, we'll talk about your GPU. That's gonna be probably better than mine. You know,
but 4000 series.
Yeah, the 4000. No, the 10 million series. Let's go.
Probably, so I'm just going to bottleneck the crap out of it.
Junkhead will probably be the first one flying to Mars because, you know, instead of sending a monkey, they want to send Junkhead.
Probably. I mean, I don't know, you guys. And the idea of the frag episodes were something short, sweet we wanted to give to you guys in between. So, are you there, Blaze?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, your mic was fading out.
I'm sorry.
SM7B.
Yeah, my mic is aging like me, you know?
So, but you guys, really, And we'll try to upload these on Friday, but my work schedule hours have increased like, you know, tenfold, you know, so it makes us a little bit tougher. And I think what makes it special is that even though Blaze is in Belgium and I'm in America, it's just finding the time when we get together and coordinate stuff. We make it work, you know, versus having, if you were here in the States, we could be, you know, doing it anytime, you know, but yeah.
Yeah, so sometimes you're like, Blaze, are you up? And I'm like, dude, it's 2 a.m. I just fell asleep and you woke me up.
All right, good. Don't do it to me too, you little bitch.
Sometimes I write to you and it's like 5 a.m. in the morning for you.
Oh, but so. Yeah, it's weird because I toss and turn. And at that time, when I turn, open my eyes, I hear the bing message. And I was like,
there's Blaze again. But anyways, I hope everybody's been enjoying all the episodes till now. We've got a lot. We're like halfway to season, so there's a bunch of stuff coming. We're not going to reveal too much, but there's a few, you know, interesting
surprises coming down the pipeline.
Yeah. And also, once again, if you want us to talk about certain thing or if you just want to say hi, don't forget you can go on to what's it called again?
The anchor page,
and you leave a message for us. You can say you both suck, you know, you can say stuff like that. We'll put it in as well. You know, we'll have a reaction to that. But, you know, you can also say that Junket just sucks at playing any video games and that I'm the best, you know, Blaze Diva. But anyways, we all want to thank you for the continued support, for listening to our episodes, for tweeting and retweeting about us, for sometimes tagging us in certain posts. We appreciate that as well. And we're just blessed and happy we can do this, honestly. And I'm happy to call Junket my friend.
Likewise.
Yeah. And so, by the way, I'm never fragging. I'm always lagging, and Junket is the one fragging. But because his PC is not that good at the moment, he's lagging at the moment. But soon he'll fix that problem, and he'll become a pro gamer again, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't have that fucking fiber internet you got over there. What do you got, like 6 million up, 6 million down, you know?
So. I'm around 1,000 down. Megabits 1,000 down and about 400 upload or something like that.
But you just need to replace a wire. You're so fucking lazy about it.
Yeah, you just need to replace a wire. But downstairs, my internet's insane. And you gotta know, like, when I'm streaming, my kid's watching YouTube, my girlfriend's watching Netflix or also YouTube on her phone. My dog's probably also, you know, watching doggy...
dog videos on Netflix.
Doggy porn, you know?
Probably.
He's probably looking at those cute little doggettes, or how you call that, girl dogs.
Yeah.
But anyways, we're really thankful that we have you guys. Thanks to you, this podcast is here and will continue to be there. And you always do us a pleasure when you tweet about us, or you tell your friends about us, or you tell your mom and dad about us, and that you get us this extra person listening to our podcast. Thank you for that. Thank you for always supporting us. And on behalf of me and Junket, if you're not fragging,
you're probably lagging, like Blaze.
Mom! Get the camera! I gotta kill! Oh, my God, a kill! Oh, yeah, baby! Oh, mommy, I gotta kill! Finally, after 250 games sitting in a corner undying to the gas!